Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of progress note and initial evaluation for Comprehensive Counseling Center, PC. Date of evaluation for all this patient is July 29th, 2022. Please make a note that all this means in every report, patient was seen via DOCSI. Patient has consented for TD health appointment. PF. The first patient is Long Matthew, LONGMATHEW, Paul, PAUL. His date of birth is 3/31/1984. Telephone number is 586-224-5539. Date of evaluation is 8/29/2022. Subjective and object data. Matthew has requested to the staff from the comprehensive counseling that he wants to see me after being discharged from XSN Macomb Hospital, treated by Dr. Kotha, MD. Who reported that patient was admitted. Because of increased depression, anxious, overwhelmed, was hearing voices and were commenting on him. And he was experiencing thought of wanting to end his life. However, today, Matthew described that he is feeling better. And he denies that he went to the hospital by himself, but the in charge of the rooming board sent to the hospital because he was depressed, anxious, and having chest discomfort. Right now he described that he is doing better. He described he is not He is depressed but not suicidal. He denies any hearing voices and does not feel that somebody is out to get him. But he is depressed and because of constant anxiety and worry him a lot. He claimed he was taking clonopin, which was helping him a lot, but it was not given to him in the hospital. He was asking me that I should give him Ritalin. I further explained him that I know him from the past follow-up and also admission. His guardian does not allow for any stimulant and I don't like to give these stimulant. I will give only some clonopin so that his panic attack, which he is describing in anxiety form, can be relieved. He was also requesting that I should write a letter to the judge so that he become independent. I further discuss that he has never been consistently following and has been several psychiatric admission. He is not ready for the independent living. He needs some supervision. But he described that he is doing much better. PJ, he patient was seen via DOCSI and he was looks alert and coherent. Currently he is working in a factory. PJ. He denies any alcohol or drug problem. he's also concerned that he has some, he was given some blood pressure medication, but he has not have anyone to prescribe him. I review his discharge summary from the hospital, also his medication. I further explain that he should come to the comprehensive counseling to get a prolactin deconinate injection. Period. He agreed to do so. His past psychiatric history positive for several psychiatric admissions due to non-compliance of the medication, but he always complaining about going to be independent. His medical history positive for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. He denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Denies any legal problem. Patient has a guardian. On mental status examination, he presented a tall. He presented a 38-year-old tall Caucasian male. He looks his euthymic affect was appropriate. His speech was clear. He was alert and oriented to date, month and year. He appears to be attentive and spontaneous in responses. He admit to period of sadness, depression, off and on period of increased anxiety, and he believe only clonopin help him a lot. Period. His memory was intact. Thought process coherent. He denies any auditory visual hallucination. he denies any problem with the medication. He claimed that his compliance with the medication and he's been taking this medication for a long time. His judgment sight is limited. He can do simple addition. And he stated that he can manage his own money and manage himself independent living. His judgment size seems to be limited. He denies any involuntary tremors or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Diagnosis, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, with period of anxiety, excess 2 differ, excess 3, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, excess 4, living in a rooming board, excess 5, 50, prognosis guarded, recommendation, as per hospital discharge, and also explain him risk and benefit. I will continue on prolixin 5 mg BID. I will give clonopin 0.5 mg BID PRN for 30 days. Olanzapine 20 mg at bedtime, lamotrigine 100 mg BID, Buspar 5 mg 3 times a day. A 30 days supply was ordered. He reported that he is going to discuss with his guardian about other medications. Period. I further explained that he has to continue seeing his therapist, and I want a therapist opinion about his court date and his as he requesting to me that I should write a letter to the court that he can live independently and he does not need guardian. I further explain him that that he has been seeing me intermittently. Only thing I can write that patient that he is requesting for me for independent living, but I cannot say yes or no. For the guardian, he still needs supervision. follow permanent was given in 30 days. I have explained him the risk, benefit, side effect. End of discussion. Next solution is on choline, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, Skywire, S-K-Y-W-I-E-R-S, choline Skywires. Telephone number is 586-899-7676. Date of birth is 01-02-1974. This is the initial evaluation. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Identification chart. Patient is a 48-year-old, single Caucasian female, living by herself. Patient was admitted under my care on 8-6-2022. And was discharged. The patient was discharged on August 5, 2022, with the diagnosis of bipolar disorder, depressed, hypothyroidism, UTI, mild obesity, PJ. Choline described that since discharge she has been doing very well and quite happy and pleasant. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, denies any RTI visual hallucination. She has been sleeping and eating all right. She is currently living in an apartment. Her past psychiatric history. She has 3 previous psychiatric admissions. PJ. Her personal history. She is single, living in an apartment. No children. She was working full time as a security officer. No legal trouble. Her liberty profile. So CVC definition profile was normal. Comprehensive metabolic profile was normal. Urine analysis was normal. Electrolyte was normal, calcium was normal, B12 folate, B12 was high, folate was normal. Her thyroid profile, T3 was low, 1.18, HDL was 36, serum alcohol was subtherapeutic. Her Depakote level when she was discharged was 52 microgram per daily. PJ, her medication, she was on Divaloprex 250 mg BID, Invega 6 mg daily, Losartan 25 mg daily, and Levothyroxine 100 microgram daily. She has been following with the primary care doctor, but she does not have any new endocrinologist. On mental examination, she presented as a 5 feet 3 inches in height, Caucasian female. She was in a good mood, appropriate dress. She denies any vegetative or neuroid symptoms or depression, denies any auditory or visual hallucination. Her thought process coherent. Attention span was good. Memory was intact. Abstractability was fair. Yet, she appears to be of average intelligence. Yet, she has good eye contact throughout the course of evaluation during evaluation on doxy. She can do multiplication. Abstraction ability was fair. Executive function fair. Judgment sight is good. Diagnosis: bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Access to differ. Hypothyroidism. Treated for UTI. Hypertension. Prognosis guarded. Recommendation: I encourage to continue with seeing her primary care doctor and also doctor for endocrinologist. I also explain the risk, benefit, and side effect of the medication. And I prescribed Divaloprex to 50 mg BID and Invega 6 mg daily. Since she has been doing good on these two doses, I will give for 30 days. And follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks. Patient does not want to have any therapist at this time. This is the end of the patient. Oh, also, can I see denies any societal homicidal thoughts? Or can you put a headline, history of suicide? She denies any suicidal thoughts, plan, attempt, any time in her life. Thank you. Next evaluation is also an initial evaluation on Hans Klein, H-A-N-S, Hans, H-A-N-S, Klein, K-L-E-I-N. This is the initial evaluation. Patient was seen via doxy. His telephone number is 248-499-3143. Date of evaluation is 8/29/2022. His date of birth is 12/13/1964. Identification data. Mr. Klein is a 58-year-old, single, Caucasian male who was seen in the hospital on the medical floor for depression, anxiety, and ADD. He described he was given medication that was helping him. He described that without medication, he cannot focus, his mind wanders, he cannot concentrate, he thinks 10 things to do at one time and not able to complete anything. He described he can read and write, but never gone high grade of the school. he is living by himself, he does not have any children. He was having some problems of opioid use, but currently he is taking Suboxone 8 mg BID. He denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, plan, or any attempt in his life. His past psychiatric history is remarkable. Personal history, he was born in Michigan. He is completed 9 grade education, not able to do further due to struggling in the classroom. Yet he never been treated for ADD, but he likes something to improve. He describes in hospital when he was prescribed, he was doing better and his depression was also improved. His social history, he was using drugs before, but currently he is not. Currently he is on Subutex 8 mg BID, Gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day due to neuropathy, Zocor 20 mg daily. He has leg ulcer in both feet and also taking Genex 0.5 mg 3 times a day and following outpatient treatment with Dr. Elasachi. On mental examination, Hans presented as a tall Caucasian male who appears to state her age. His mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any pursuit of feeling. He admits depression but is not want to kill himself. He is sleeping and eating fine, but he has lot of trouble in focus. His attention span is poor. He gets distracted. He has a difficulty to organize and get easily distracted. If he's doing anything, he can do simple addition, can name objects, follow commands. He was alert and oriented, time free. His judgment side is fair. He was appears to be of average intelligence. Diagnosis, depressive disorder, NOS. Past history of substance abuse. Depressive disorder, NOS. Attention deficit disorder. Access 2 differ, access 3. Neuropathy, hypercholesterolemia, ulcer, leg ulcers, and on substitution therapy, Subutex. Access 4, living alone. Has been working. Access 5, 50, prognosis guarded. Recommendation, I discussed with him since I started him on Wellbutrin XR and it was helping. I will keep Wellbutrin XR 150 mg daily for 30 days and also give prescription for Adderall XR 10 mg for 30 days. I explained him the risk and benefit of the medication. Also explained that Adderall is a longer acting and he may not need more doses. However, I will further evaluate when I see him for follow-up, to which he's agreed. I also encourage not to use any other drugs or any stimulant along with this combination, to which he's agreed. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Patient has given the name of the pharmacy is Walgreen at 9 Mile and Van Dyke, and follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks and of the patient.